going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now, courtesy Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You just wrote a piece talking about the Ravens and putting this roster together, which is an incredibly good roster, but it's also been an oddly quiet offseason. Did you expect it to be this quiet? I mean, on the field, with the on-the-field moves. Did you expect it to be this quiet? Did you expect some, at least one extension to happen by now?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the reason for the silence is the same reason that we should probably expect relative silence over the next, you know, few years, barring extensions, just because everything is tied up with Lamar. And, you know, you have this huge piece on your roster who's also going to be a huge piece of your salary cap space. And it's hard to get the Jenga pieces in order unless you have the biggest one in place. And, you know, we saw in Buffalo, for instance, just kind of that downstream effect of getting the Josh Allen deal done. I think they already had, you know, like Benford signed or one of those key guys signed, but as soon as they locked him into an extension, they got another two or three deals done. I think probably the hope is that, you know, when Eric DaCosta, if he hasn't already, goes down to South Florida and talks business with Lamar, then they agree on the parameters of the deal and you have a better sense of what exactly you have in the way of cap space for Tyler Linderbaum or Travis Jones or Kyle Hamilton, just, you know, so many guys that you need to get under contract, because the closer that you get to, or the longer that you wait, the more the prices go up, or God forbid they get the free agency, and then you really don't have a chance of getting them. So, again, I think Lamar is probably just still the fulcrum of this whole offseason experience.
Jonas, we've seen Eric DaCosta over the past couple of years make multiple impact free agent acquisitions later in the offseason. Heck, even into the season, when talking about Kyle Van Noy. We saw Jadeveon Clowney got cut last week. Do you see them still adding to the edge group, even though it's a little crowded with all their young guys?
I think it would really, you know, not the crib, you know, Jeff Strubeck's angle, but I think it would really have to mean that they're out on a couple of those guys on the edge, just because, you know, Steve Bisciotti likes seeing some of these young guys thrown into the fire. He likes knowing for a fact that the emotional energy that he's invested in these young draft picks is not worth the time. And, you know, he's willing to go and get someone who's obviously going to cost more money and also get in their way of more playing time. So, you know, I think obviously you feel good about Adafe, you feel good about Tavius Robinson, you feel good about Kyle Van Noy being, you know, contributors this season. Obviously, Mike Green, you definitely feel good about down the road. But, you know, if they don't feel good about it, he's Isaac, which would be a little bit of a shocker because he's a third-round pick, and they very rarely cut bait with guys like that. And if they don't feel good about David Ojabo, who's obviously the one who's most in danger with a potential roster move, then certainly you could imagine space for these guys. But, you know, like, listen, Jadeveon Clowney is not going to be a guy who is going to play a lot of special team snaps, if any at all. You know, you obviously would want him to be more of a part-time role because of the other guys that you have on this roster, but I still think he could be a useful piece. Maybe he you know, in some ways takes the place of a Malik Harrison, you know, a guy that you, you know, trust to be that edge setter in heavy personnel, because you're clearly losing an important piece like that. But just big picture wise, you know, I still think that because of how many young rookie contracts that are on this team, the inclination from ownership on high is going to be, you know, I want to see these young guys before you really make a move to shore up a certain roster weakness. And there really aren't a whole lot of weaknesses on this roster.
I know that this is, again, like sort of to that point, this is not going to be the summer of depth chart battles and what do they call them, position wars, or you know, there's not a ton of that going on. But how big of a spotlight do you think will be on the specialist here? We've got a punter who's nearing the end of his rookie deal, who has been talk about him a little more tomorrow. We've got obviously a new kicker and a non-established kicker for the first time in a decade, and we've got, you know, another return guy come on down, but they haven't exactly had a whole lot of success identifying those guys lately. How big of a sort of summer and early season subplot do you think that is for this team?
Yeah, I think the returner subplot will probably be more something for the venue of preseason games. Like, they're not going to be a lot of live returns.
Yep.
The most that you can tell from those guys is, are they holding on to the ball? And if they're not, then they're probably going to get phased out pretty quickly. Yeah. And, you know, when we talked to the Ravens scouts a couple of weeks ago, like, there wasn't a there wasn't any real lack of confidence in LaJonte Lester having that be a virtue for him, that there wasn't really a lot of concern about his hands getting in the way of him taking that starting job. But and so that obviously thrust most of the focus onto the kicking side of things. And, you know, obviously there's not a whole lot that we can do to evaluate Jordan Stout as a punter, but there's certainly a lot that we can do in terms of tracking the kicks and the accuracy of Tyler Loop and whoever it is that he's going up against. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be running diaries about just exactly how these guys are doing, where they're kicking from, where they're making from, where they're missing from, all that kind of stuff. And obviously the, you know, every 5 days or so conversations that we get with Chris Horton will definitely be pretty interesting. So, you know, obviously it's not the sexiest thing in the world, but replacing Justin Tucker is a necessary thing for this Ravens team. And to anyone who thinks that Tyler Loop is a stone cold lock for week one starter, you know, I would just encourage you to go back and look at the history of these rookie kickers and say, and learn for yourself that it is not a sure thing, even if you invest draft tech, that this guy is going to be the best, you know, asset for your team at the start of his rookie season.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, you cited Jeff's piece, so I do want to point to another part of his piece that surprised me. I didn't know Sam Cook no longer a part of the coaching staff, so it's a very, very much upheaval in the special teams room. Like, was this? Did you see this coming? Is this a nothing burger to you? Is this a big deal?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, I think it's definitely something. I guess I probably should have had more eagle eyes in watching, you know, the coaches who were out there at at a rookie mini camp. Obviously, Sam's got a kid now who's kicking and in college, and maybe he just wants to be around him more for those days, just be a part of his life a little bit more in that way. Obviously you have that level of specialty, of expertise with Brandy Brown working not just with the kickers, but with the punters as well. And obviously if they needed to shake things up a little bit on the special teams front, I don't think you can lay a huge amount of the failures, the widespread failures on the kicking, on the special teams unit last year at Sam Cook's feet. I think Jordan Stout has gotten better. Each year he's been in Baltimore, he's just had a couple, high leverage failures that I think fans have held against him. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do, in this next coming year. But, obviously you bring in CoCap from the years ago. Hopefully that helps improve things for very special teams. So we'll see. I think obviously this is going to be a fresh start for everyone with no Justin Tucker as part of that wolf pack or whatever we're kind of call it nowadays. So maybe this is just, John Harbaugh feeling like he had to shake things up to get special teams back to what they historically have been in Baltimore.
Jonas, we were talking about Rashad Bateman earlier in the show. Cowboys apparently reached out to the Ravens to kick the tires on that, and I'm sure that conversation was rather brief. But coming off that contract year, what are you expecting out of Bateman in 2025?
A lot, man. I mean, I've always been a sucker for him. I always loved watching him do his thing out there. I am kind of curious in these Ravens fan back channels to see just where they are kind of aligning, because I think in some of the same ways that, the Lamar playoff shortcomings and certainly the Mark Andrews playoff shortcomings have maybe soured certain fans on his, status as a legend. Maybe you're also starting to see some of that come off against Zay, even though as a rookie, he did everything but reach the ball out over that goal line for a touchdown. And this year, he couldn't really do anything because of that playoff, because of that postseason injury. But, the guy who did step up was Rashad Bateman, at least in Buffalo, he did. And I think that there's probably a closer than we imagine, level of quality between Zay and Bate. And maybe by the end of the year, we are talking about how Rashad Bateman has been the Ravens' most consistent, most impressive wide receiver. Obviously, there are certain things that they can do that Rashad Bateman can't do, and there are certain things that they maybe got unlucky with last year that Bateman did not. For instance, just his downfield prolificness. But I'm really excited to see what Bateman can do, because I think every year that he's been healthy, he's gotten better. And I still think that there are things that the Ravens can now do maybe more with Bateman now that you have a traditional X in DeAndre Hopkins, even if he's not the DeAndre Hopkins of old, that could potentially supercharge him in a way that he hasn't been. So I'm excited to see what he can do. I'm hoping he can stay healthy. And you look at the ESPN tracking metrics and he gets open a whole heck of a lot. So does Zay. So for those two guys to be on the same team with this offense, it's going to be really exciting to see just what was kind of expected of him this year.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Coming up next, we stick with football and we stick in the AFC North as Northern Exposure. Is Aaron Rodgers really going to be the Steelers quarterback? What about Browns camp? And man, another awful injury update from Browns camp. And what the heck's going on with the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson? We'll update you. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.